I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB, here weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock, offering up a safe space for the independent thinkers out there, and every Wednesday from 10 to 11. This is a show for people who are interested in taking control of their own health and learning a little bit about our medical system here in the United States. You know the one you hear that's the best in the world? Well, I question that. I did a pretty hardcore takedown of the medical system last week where I pointed out that each and every year, year in, year out, pandemic or no, the medical system here kills 350,000 people through mistakes and people who die from properly prescribed medications. Too harsh? I don't think so. And, you know, I was actually feeling a little bad about it. I really do like a lot of doctors. There are some very, very good people in the system. It's like anything else. The system is corrupted, but it doesn't mean that everybody in it is a corrupt player. And I was feeling kind of bad about it, and then I ran across a story that I've got for next hour, and I'm going to bash them again. When they deserve it, I do the same thing with the medical community that I do with politicians or anybody else. When they do something well, they deserve praise. When they do something really abhorrent, they're going to get criticism here in next hour. We'll continue that trend here. It was a sad day yesterday when we learned that Norm MacDonald died. You know, Norm MacDonald, in a time of comedians just becoming unfunny for years now, particularly in the Trump years, those brilliant comedians used to be irreverent. I am somebody who likes a really awkward joke, a very distasteful joke, inappropriately bad sometimes, and even inappropriately soon. I'm somebody who will just able to laugh at anything. If something tragic befalls me, my friends have, or any of you, have full reign to immediately start cracking jokes about my death, because that's what I want to leave behind, is a little bit of laughter. But Norm MacDonald was a true comedian. He was unafraid and incredibly funny. He is one of those guys who just developed his own style. And he did something that Johnny Carson used to do that I know my father used to love, and I did too. I grew up on Johnny Carson. Is that it? Norm MacDonald was almost funnier whenever he had a really bad joke. That's a bit of a skill. You see a lot of comedians go out there and bite the dust when they do their thing, but Norm MacDonald could tell a bad joke and get almost a better response from it than anything else. But it was really sad to see those headlines about people like that who were leaving us, because I don't know exactly who their replacements are. I'm sure there's some good ones out there. I spent about 2 to 2.5 hours last night. Once my show was put together, I do my work first, but once my show was put together for today, I did spend probably 2 to 3 hours probably watching Norm MacDonald, everything from his Saturday Night Live updates. Does anybody remember back when Saturday Night Live was funny? It's almost hard to remember. I tune in about every 3 years. I just say, I'm going to give Saturday Night Live one more chance. Let's just see if the cast has changed, the writing team has changed. And the last several times I've tried, after a couple of years of hiatus of watching the thing, I turned it back on and nope, same old stuff. Saturday Night Live used to be very, very funny. This was Norm MacDonald became very famous for doing the Saturday Night Live, the SNL news updates. And I figure people would like this one.
Real estate mogul Donald Trump announced this week that after 3.5 years of marriage, he is seeking a divorce from wife Marla Maples. According to Trump, Maples violated part of their marriage agreement when she decided to turn 30. Unacceptable. Last week in Cleveland, the rock group Crosby, Stills, and Nash was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In addition, a special Lifetime Achievement Award was presented to David Crosby's liver. Congratulations, David Crosby's liver. In Washington, D.C., public school officials are asking parents to help pay for needed equipment, such as a new state-of-the-art surveillance system that one area school has requested. According to the school's principal, the new system will help him monitor cheerleaders that he claims like to vandalize school property while showering. I don't think he's a good principal at all, that character. Yesterday, the House Budget Committee approved an outline of the deal between President Clinton and congressional leaders to balance the budget. But both sides caution it is not set in stone. In order to become official, of course, it must still be approved by this Chinese guy here.
There's just hours of these things online on YouTube. I spent a lot of time last night watching Norm Macdonald's weekly updates. It was kind of funny, if anybody who lived through the O.J. Simpson trial, it's hard to believe how long ago that was, that probably a lot of people listening to the station that don't really remember, didn't live through the spectacle that was the O.J. Simpson trial. At the time it was going on, it was by far and away the biggest news in the country for months on end. It was absolutely huge. It's kind of sad. It's what we've seen over the last 16 months. You almost kind of hope that a famous person does another double murder just to take COVID off the headlines. But Norm Macdonald did a weekly. They say it's why he got fired from Saturday Night Live, because he was so hard on O.J. I've never really heard the backstory to that. But if you go and you can look on YouTube and find clips of Norm Macdonald going after O.J. Simpson, and you can kind of relive it, because each week something different happens. He tries on the glove, or Johnny Cochran and one of the other attorneys are getting into a fight. So it kind of, it's a good memory marker. You remember these little things that happened during the O.J. trial all the way through his acquittal in the criminal trial, and then his finding of liability in the civil trial. But he is just brutal on O.J. Simpson. I'll probably pull some of those out to play later on this week. I started to do it for today, and I thought, I wonder how many people the O.J. Simpson trial is lost on. They didn't live through it. It's just hard to believe that it was that long ago. But Norm Macdonald, an American treasure, certainly will be missed. One of the great ones. We'll be right back. You know, in talking about Norm Macdonald, one thing that always strikes me, it's a familiar refrain from this show. The passing of Norm Macdonald is something to mourn. Norm Macdonald was a greater American than Donald Rumsfeld ever thought about being. And it's so funny that our political apparatus will pay scant attention to a Norm Macdonald passing away, but they'll take politicians and lie them in state. John McCain, how long was he in the rotunda? Is he still there? Or has he gone to his fiery end? But, you know, these comedians, rock stars, even actors, and I know we don't like a lot of the Hollywood weirdos. Some of them are some pretty flawed people. But now, someone like Norm Macdonald, they spent their entire professional career bringing joy to people's lives. And we're ruled by a political class that brings nothing but misery. I saw these headlines yesterday. You want to talk about the record of our political class here? And I say political class here because I mean both parties. Here were four headlines that were all in a row yesterday. Federal tax collections set another, all caps, record. Federal tax collections set another record. And what that means is this bloated federal government took more money out of the pockets of the American people, small businesses, big businesses, money that could be flowing around creating jobs and income for people. It sucked it up into Washington, D.C. So federal tax collection set another record. Inflation jumps 5.3%. The next headline is household income fell. And the fourth headline was poverty rates rise. This is the track record, year after year, decade after decade, in the United States because of our political class. This is why I try to bust apart this team approach everybody has. If you just get our guys in, you've had your chance. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You've had your chance. You've had many times where you ran the table and these kinds of headlines were still there. They may be worse under Democrats, but the direction is always the same. So nice job to the political leadership in the United States as it turns into a third world country. Somebody remind me why we continue to support these people and let them run the show. My quotes of the day today. Let's see. H.L. Mencken's got another good one here. Says, the aim of public education is not to spread enlightenment at all. It is simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level, to breed and train a standardized citizenry, to put down dissent and originality. Again, your politicians control the education system, and that's what we end up with. And then I had one here from Larkin Rose, too. Larkin Rose says, politics, the art of using euphemisms, lies, emotionalism, and fear-mongering to dupe average people into accepting or even demanding their own enslavement. That takes me back to my original headline here, federal tax collections at another record. There was a very interesting story yesterday. A Detroit news station talking about the, you know, what's going on with the vaccines. It's been very amazing. I've had a lot of conversations with people over the past few days about what's going on in the United States. Now, we have one of the worst reporting systems to know how the vaccine is doing, how effective it is. I read an article right before I came on air where if somebody dies in the hospital, you know, and they're not 14 days out of their second dose of their vaccine, they're considered unvaccinated. They told us originally that that first shot was going to give you some level of protection. The second shot's really going to help you out. But the bottom line is anybody who's had the two shots, if they aren't outside of 14 days, they're not considered partially vaccinated. They're not vaccinated with a hyphen, with an asterisk. They're just considered not vaccinated. This is a good way to run a narrative that calls for the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Just don't count the people who didn't get it a long time ago. So the news stories we all know have been running all of these stories about unvaccinated people who have gotten really sick or who have died. And Detroit news station, what was it? I think WXYZ. Sounds made up, but apparently it's real. WXYZ put out a call for, says, after the vaccines were available to everyone, did you lose? This is a message that they put out to the public. They want to do more news stories on unvaccinated people dying and regretting their decision. So they put this out, I believe, on their social media. After the vaccines were available to everyone, did you lose an unvaccinated loved one to COVID-19? If you're willing to share your family's story, please DM us at your contact information. We may reach out to you for a story we're working on. So what they want to do is they want to uncover these things. You know, they want to make sure they get a camera down to the hospital to that poor unvaccinated sap who's dying. So they put this call out. I believe, let me see, they got about 80,000 responses, but not the kind they were looking for, strangely enough. I think that number is correct. Let me double check that before I. Yeah, 80,000 comments. As of Monday evening, the Post had 80,000 comments on their social media. Here's a sampling of the majority of the comments. My daughter, 33 years old, died 10 days after getting the shot. That's what one distraught mother wrote. She had an enlarged heart and she had a terminal lung disease, pulmonary hypertension. Here's another one. My mother passed away 3 weeks ago from COVID. She was fully vaxxed back in January. My son's classmate lost her mother from heart complications due to the vaccine. My grandmother-in-law passed away from J&J, blood clot to her heart in less than 24 hours after getting it. My sister, very liberal and pro-vax, is disabled now after her Moderna vaccine, and symptoms are worsening to the day. She may not survive. Here's another comment to this ghoulish news organization that wants to go out and find repentant unvaxxed. 80,000 of these responses, the vast majority of them sounded like this. Yes, like my neighbor Larry Ray, his life has been altered terribly, and now he wishes he never took the vaccine. Here's one that says, I'm one of those. I'm 44 and went into cardiac arrest and died two times less than 2 weeks after getting the shot. Ironic? Coincidental? I know someone who had a heart attack after the first dose and isn't getting the second. I also know someone who died from the vaccine. Let's tell those stories. These are the messages that were sent to WXYZ in Detroit. I don't think that they really expected this, but you know what Thomas Dobbs would tell you, there's 80,000 comments on this social media board responding to these people. I guess what Thomas Dobbs, Anthony Fauci, all the vaccine salespeople out there on the network news, I guess what they would tell you is all of these people, these 80,000 people, they must have all known the same, you know, dozen people who died from the vaccine. They just know them from different ways, right? Like one of these comments might be from Fred's cousin, and one from Fred's mom, and one from Fred's brother, and one from Fred's coworker, and one from Fred's sister-in-law. 80,000 comments on one news story from one station up in Detroit makes me, that kind of sets off a little bit of an alarm bell, my spidey sense, that maybe these vaccine adverse events are higher than what the VAERS is reporting. If they can get these number of things, I mean, this list goes on and on. I don't want to bore you reading all of them. I know someone who was fully vaccinated and always wore their mask. They were recently in ICU and passed away. My uncle suffered a stroke due to blood clots and complications days after his second shot. Would you please do a story about all these reactions? And they go on and on and on and on. I've been trying to bring some wins to this. We've actually had a couple of kind of big wins. I spoke to an attorney the other day, and he was saying that he doesn't like all this totalitarianism, but he was much more sanguine about it than I am. And he was saying that really it takes a while, but the courts are going to fix this stuff. Whether it's Joe Biden's vaccine mandate to corporations or any of these other things. Because I asked him, I said, as an attorney, I said, are you seeing anything in the legal community? Lawsuits should be flying everywhere, even if they're not necessarily going to win. All of these groups of nurses or employees at different firms that do not want to be forced to get a vaccination or choose between an experimental shot and their job, you would think that there is a lot of legal activity happening, but I'm really not seeing a ton of it. It just doesn't seem to be really apparent. And I was asking him if he thought that was the case, and he said, well, I'm not really sure, he said, but ultimately he believes that the courts will rein in all of this government overreach. And I got to tell you, when in talking to him, I thought, I got to tell you, I don't see it. I've been watching for decades as Americans lose more and more freedom. We've got a government that spies on us each and every day. Courts aren't doing anything about that. We've got all kinds of things going on. Congress, probably about 95% of what they do is unconstitutional. Courts aren't doing anything about that. Courts left Obamacare in, a law that forced Americans to buy a product from a private industry. Courts didn't do anything about it, but maybe he's right. We've had a couple of wins, so this is to all of you out there who are resisting the jab, but your time is running short. Hang in there till the last possible moment. I mean, take action. Get your religious exemptions. I believe Alan Ramsey today at 4 o'clock sitting in for Kim Wade, who's doing well, by the way. Kim's doing very well, coming back. Alan Ramsey is going to have Mary Jo Perry on, I believe, and she's going to talk about people who are getting these religious exemptions. So tune in then. You may find out an avenue for you if you're trying to, you know, avoid one of these deadlines coming from one of your employers, be you a nurse or a teacher or anybody else. But hang in there. A federal judge on Tuesday granted an emergency injunction blocking the state of New York from enforcing a new vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. An American hero, I added that part, Judge David Hurd of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York, a Bill Clinton appointee, granted a temporary restraining order on the morning of September 14th in the case. The lawsuit was brought against the New York governor, this new Kathy Hochul. Quote, this is from the ruling. Quote, the vaccine mandate is suspended, and the New York Department of Health is barred from taking any action, disciplinary or otherwise, against the licensure, certification, residency, admitting privileges, or other professional status or qualification of any of the plaintiffs on account of their seeking or having obtained a religious exemption from mandatory COVID-19 vaccination. So the courts have struck there and they have stopped. And so, you know, don't you feel bad for the nurses who just didn't wait till the last minute, didn't get into the fight? They just gave up. And they got this experimental jab. Hopefully they don't have any consequences from it. But I'm telling you, hang in there. It may not always work. I haven't seen this in Mississippi. And, you know, even these federal judges, they're all human beings. And some of them are, you know, we've had judges take kids away from moms because they're not vaccinated. So judges are human beings, and they're just about as unpredictable and untrustworthy in many cases as any other profession. This idea that the black robe infers some level of wisdom and accountability and lawfulness is really a ridiculous notion. But it is a win. That's a big win. And if it holds up, then other states may be able to do the same thing in stopping these mandates. So I'm going to report on a win. And when I come back, I got to take a quick break with another win. I'm telling you, I want to report on these things because I want to see some signs of life in the United States when it comes to personal freedom. And I've not seen an onslaught on our freedoms like this push towards being part of the world's largest human experiment. I'm happy to report to you here from the vaccine control group. But there are signs of life that there may be some liberty left in us after all. Next one comes from a sheriff. They are very important people. Let's hope we've got sheriffs that are this good. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with me. What's your frequency? Can it be shot? Things are dream. Hey, everybody. Quick little inserted message here. First, I want to thank everybody for listening to this show on podcast. I really appreciate your support of doing that. I know a lot of people have said they're sharing the podcast, and that means a lot to me as well. So thank you so much for that. I've had a lot of people ask how they can support the show. Most importantly, please support the advertisers on WYAB that make the show possible in the first place. And if you or somebody that you know wants to advertise, wants to market a business, please have them reach out to me at MikeMadison@WYAB.com or call into the station. We are extremely dedicated to our advertisers. They get a great return on investment, and they make this station and this show possible. So please do that. For those of you who want to support the show directly, I've had requests for that. I've set up a site, a kind of a crowdfunding site that you can contribute whatever amount, doesn't matter, whatever you value, think the show brings to you. You can go to ko-fi.com/TheMikeMadisonShow, and that's ko-fi.com/TheMikeMadisonShow. I'd like to be able to expand access to some of the source material for the show so people can get the research that I do and share it with people. I get a lot of requests each day for clips or links of my source material. This might allow me to build a web page and start being able to share those things so I can direct people to those basically at any time. They don't even have to contact me. So any support that you give to the show will be used for things like that. Again, to donate, you can go to ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com/TheMikeMadisonShow and just contribute whatever you think it's worth, whatever value it's brought, or continue to just listen to the show for free. I'm just thrilled to have you on board in the first place. So whether it's supporting our advertisers, becoming an advertiser yourself, or sharing this with somebody who might want to advertise on WYAB, or supporting the show directly, I thank you a lot. And last request, while I'm being kind of needy, if you like the show, if you would, take a minute to rate it on your podcast app and write a small review if you feel moved to do so, but a rating will certainly help. I'm not good with self-marketing and social media type stuff, as many of you know, but they say that will help in rankings and help the show reach more people. So if you can rate it, or write a review, and or both. It would be much appreciated. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Back to it now. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, phone number 601-879-0002. Has anybody out there had a religious, medical, any kind of challenge to your employer, whether it's at the state level, someone at the hospitals, or at your employer that's been successful? You need to call in across the spectrum at WYAB. Any show host that you get a chance to call during their show, call in and let people know how you were able to opt out, how you put your employer on their heels and resisted the jab. People need to know that. Now, this may be the only station you can call and do that, because most of the WGOP radio stations in this market are all for the jab. They want you to get your citizen score up for them. Now, they'll talk bad about Joe Biden and his mandates, but what he's saying, they will tell you, is just common sense. But WYEB does not play that game. So if anybody has been successful in challenging one of these things, please let us know. Got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me? Hello? Nope. Not getting you there. Call back. We'll try to connect you again. The other thing I was going to say, man, California whiffed yesterday, didn't they? I would imagine we are going to hear stories of voter fraud. It just feels like that's the way it's going to go, doesn't it? There were already some kind of suspicious things going on out in California prior to the election. People who were told that they had already voted, and now they are coming out and saying there's a high voter turnout, but Gavin Newsom retained his job. But I don't know how that's. I mean, California. I watched Gavin Newsom do kind of his "we won, thank you for rejecting this thing." The guy is as disingenuous as anybody. Do people not have a level of, awareness, discernment to be able to look at someone like a Gavin Newsom and go, this guy is, he's a little too slick for me. The guy is just not, he is an elitist. And you would imagine the Californians that voted to keep him, most of them have probably been on the receiving end of his horrible policies there. He's destroying the state of California. They had an opportunity to try something different. They failed. We'll see if it was voter fraud induced or not. Got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me?
I am, Mike. How are you today, sir?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Did you see, they can't even make a reasonable argument for vaccinations anymore. Biden the other day said that the most important thing that you can do here with hurricane season is to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's got to do with it. But then Kamala Harris, I saw the interview, and they were asking her about the mandates and stuff, and she says, well, we have to protect the vaccinated.
Yes, Biden said the same thing. He said,
what the hell's the vaccine for then? They're vaccinated, aren't they protected?
Yeah, that just sounds like that's what Biden said in his executive order speech the other day. We are going to protect the vaccinated workers from the unvaccinated, which it just sounds to me like just a blatant admission that the vaccine does not work. It doesn't make any other sense.
Well, and those who have argued for the vaccine all this time, now, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have a booster every six damn months.
Yeah, I talked to somebody that had gotten vaccinated about that the other day, and they were like, I don't know if I'm on board with that. I said, well, you better be, because
as well be now. You're all in.
Yeah.
it's too late to turn around.
He's going to have his freedoms for about 6 months. He's going to be able to laugh at me and go to concerts I can't go to and do a few, they want to mandate this now for air travel. But his freedom is on lease. With this vaccine hamster wheel they're going to get you on, you've got a six-month lease of freedom. And then if you don't acquiesce at the end of 6 months, they'll take it right away from you. You've got to keep complying. And this won't be the last one. This will not be the last one. I'm ready to settle in to second-class citizenship. I'll fight it all the way. But I'm just going to settle in. That they can just do whatever they want to. I'll adjust my life around these control freaks and nut jobs. But I got to tell you, I mean, we ought to set up some kind of an unvaxxed bar where we all just get to sit around and laugh at the people that are having every 6 months they have to take a week off of work to recover from this shot that they've signed up to.
But they would shut you down. No mask, no vaccination. Oh, y'all are no, hell no. We going to give you a business license. You can't here in Mississippi. You got to buy your liquor from the state. Well, we just won't sell you any liquor.
Yeah, we need to be on guard from. We need to be on guard. This state legislature, they're so bad on the vaccine issue here in Mississippi. We need to be on guard for the fact that they're going to try to add this to the childhood thing and for adults too. I mean, Mississippi legislature is one of the worst in the country. You know, in this deep red state where we get a bunch of Republicans that go crisscross the state talking about freedom and limited government. They've got one of the most oppressive vaccine schedules with no religious, no conscientious, no, I mean, basically, you don't get all the shots. You don't go to school. They don't even care if your child's been injured by a vaccine before. They want you fully inoculated. So we need to watch out for this Mississippi legislature sneaking in something, special session or next year to force this thing on us.
I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and they were talking about, well, at least Tate Reeves is standing up, and he's not going along with Biden. I said, no, he's not going to. I said, you know, Tate Reeves, thankfully, is on our side. He said, that's right. I said, of course, is this the same Tate Reeves that shut down the damn reservoir?
Yeah, right.
He closed the reservoir, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
you could not get in your boat by yourself and go out and float in the middle of 1,000 acres of water.
I mean, and put out.
Yeah, he's really looking out for you.
Yeah, Tate Reeves is playing the political game
because it's Biden.
Yeah, exactly.
Trump's ideas. He was all on board with the shutdown.
Absolutely. It's actually one of the benefits maybe of Joe Biden being president, because if we had a Republican president, Trump or anybody else, coming out with an executive order, maybe they wouldn't have, but you can't put it past them like Biden did, then Tate Reeves might have gone along with it, but he's able to get political cover by opposing it. So I guess that we thank God for little favors.
But why do we need mandates? They've been giving out flu shots. They've conned millions of people, millions of citizens every year to go back and get a new flu shot every year.
Yeah.
You go get one. And it's always the flu shot is not for the strain of the flu that we've got that year.
Well, they use the same argument. That's how they've been using the whole argument of, well, this shot may not work, but it will lessen your symptoms or your recovery time will be shorter. You know, they've been honing that message, and now they're using it with the coronavirus vaccine, too. So anyway, got a quick story I want to get to, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks. Bye. So California did whiff on the recall of Gavin Newsom, but I keep telling you, there's good people out in California. Don't wish for them to go into the ocean. Just wish for them to regain their senses. I'd love to live out there someday. They could ever get their cost of living, and they could ever lower their taxes, get their cost of living right. It's a beautiful place. A sheriff in California said Monday, another win here. Here we go. That he will not force department employees or job applicants to be vaccinated against COVID-19, despite a state public health order mandating workers in high-risk congregate settings such as jails get vaccines or are tested regularly. Riverside County Sheriff's Department Facebook page on September 10th, County Sheriff Chad Bianco said, quote, "The government has no ability and no authority to mandate your health choices. As your sheriff, I have an obligation to guard your liberty and freedom," he continued. And this is the sheriff. He said, "I am certainly not anti-vaccine. I am anti-vaccine for me. That decision should be made in consultation with your doctor after discussing the potential benefit and the potential negative side effects. It's time our government and our politicians come to the realization that the only reason they exist is because we, the people, formed our government to secure the blessings of individual liberty and freedom." This is from Sheriff Bianco. Kudos to him. Let's hope we've got some good sheriffs around here should mandates come our way. And for all of you sitting out there saying, well, Mississippi is not that bad. We haven't had those kinds of mandates. Look, the fall and the winter is coming. I am just, it's like watching a tsunami come in my mind. I'm just looking out into the ocean. I'm seeing a big wall of water, and I'm trying to tell people, look, this is not over. Something big is coming, and I believe this fall and winter, they are really going to pull out the stops on this idea that everybody needs to get the shots. Mandates will continue to ratchet up, not down. Hopefully we've got sheriffs that will stand in the gap. Now, I would say to the sheriff, where he says, quote, the government has no ability and no authority to mandate your health choices. As your sheriff, I have an obligation to guard your liberty and your freedom. I would say to that judge, much like I talked to Jameson about yesterday hours, I'd say, well, maybe rethink your stance on the war on drugs as well there, Sheriff. Now, maybe he's not an enthusiastic drug warrior, but while I appreciate a sheriff standing in the gap between us and a mandatory experiment, if he really wants to extend freedom and liberty, quit putting people in cages for smoking a plant.
You try, right, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. You're the renegades in this atomic age.
All right, next hour, Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. We're going to take a look at one girl's experience with the vaccine, and the story is not so much about the fact she had adverse events to it, although that's very serious, and people should know, because she was a young 16-year-old girl, and her quote is, I just want my life back. It almost makes you tear up. The story of this girl, she took the vaccine really against her parents' wishes. They talked to her about it, but in her state, I think it was Washington. I don't know. We'll talk about it next hour. She could get it without parental consent, so she just went and got it because she could get a free dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme. So she and her buddies went and got the shot. And now her life is forever changed. But it's the reaction of the doctors that she sought help from that is really going to get the attention today. Yesterday on the show from 10 to 11, I had Jameson Haygood on, and we did a little bit of a debate on the drug war. My position is, if you don't like the idea of the government forcing you to inject something in your body, you shouldn't like the idea of the government being powerful enough to force you for not putting something in your body. As abhorrent as you might think drugs are, the problem is that, you know, I ran across I should have found this quote. I ran across a quote, kind of the difference between libertarians and what are considered traditional conservatives. And libertarians, like, we really understand freedom. For the most part, I take that back. There's some left-wing libertarians that are really just bizarre. They don't even oppose the lockdowns and stuff. I don't know how you call yourself a libertarian in that state, but the typical libertarian just really understands freedom, and the typical conservative really doesn't quite get it. They're close. You're really close, but you think you get to pick and choose freedoms, and you just don't. We are either free people with all of the ugliness and all the mistakes that allows, all kinds of things. But freedom still ends up being better than what we've got right now. Now, one thing I didn't talk about the other day, you know, I mean, I'm for the legalization of all drugs. Did you swerve off the road there when you heard that on conservative talk radio? It's not because I'm a drug test, not because I'm a drug guy. Come up here and I'll give you a clean sample right now. It's just that I understand freedom. When you allow the government to take freedoms from you, they don't stop at that one. They say, oh, look at that. They really think we're the boss of them. And so you don't get to pick and choose. You don't give the government an inch, and then when they try to take the next mile, you go, oh, well, hold on a second, I didn't sign on for that. And they'll say, well, you kind of did. See, we've decided that these drugs are an emergency to not let you ingest these things because we think they're bad for you and we love you. That's what they tell you. That's not really the reason that drugs are illegal, but that's what they tell you. These drugs are so dangerous, it's an emergency that we must interrupt your freedom doing something with your own body just to look out for you. That's the exact same rationalization they're using for this shot. We wouldn't normally mandate any kind of a shot for you, but this is such an emergency that we need to force this into your arm. It is the exact same thinking. I remember when, you know, you talk about legalization of drugs. I get a lot of pushback on that, and I understand it. A lot of people haven't really thought it all the way through, and emotionally it's very easy to be repulsed by that idea because immediately in your brain, and I'll say even to me, You know, you picture just this different world. It's just junkies and addicts everywhere. The fact of the matter is, in places like Portugal where they've decriminalized stuff, they've not had that consequence at all. But I remember when they were bringing casinos into Mississippi. When was this, back in the 90s? I don't know if you lived through that time, but the naysayers on casinos, and I'm not really taking a stance on casinos. I mean, I can kind of take them or leave them. It's pretty fun to go with my friends. We go down and do a Gulf Coast trip. We always go to the casinos. We have some fun. We gamble a little, have a few cocktails, sit out by the pool. I mean, we just do our thing. It's a source of entertainment. But at the time the casinos were being debated, there were a lot of people out there saying, we cannot let these casinos into our state. It will destroy the state. People will lose everything. Now casinos are just something. People talk about, well, if you legalize drugs, so many more people are going to try drugs. And to each one of those people, I say, is the reason you don't do heroin just because it's illegal or because you're smarter than to do heroin? I mean, most people are just smart enough to do heroin. But if you remember when the casinos came, there was a pretty big rush. People maybe who had never been to a casino went to the casinos. People who had to go out of state to a casino might have gone a little bit more often because now they were here in Mississippi, so they might have gambled a little bit more. Now the casino's just reached kind of a stasis there. So it's almost a non-event. It's just another industry in the state. So a lot of people tried it up front for the excitement of something new, and then they just kind of went away. The gambling just didn't grab them, didn't make it worth their time to go over and over again. And the fact that most smart people go to the casinos and realize the casinos are not there to give you money. The casinos always win in the end. They're designed that way. And most people are smart enough to figure that out. And they would be just about anything else too. But anyway, I'll have Jameson back on the show again to do kind of a round two on that. It's a complex thing. And we'll try to take some calls. We got a lot of calls yesterday, but we were kind of in the heat of trying to discuss the issue. And we could do a 5-hour show, on legalization or decriminalization or just the drug war in general. And I'd like to have him back on just on the drug war, because his point being, he believes there is a line in the sand that the really hard drugs still need to be prohibited by the government. Well, if that's the case, it means you are committed to continuing to fight the drug war. So what is a better way to do that? So we'll get Jameson back on and do another show on that. There was there's a story out of Denver right now. Some parents are suing Tri-County Health Department over its mask mandate. Now, this Saturday, I'm going to be hosting Alan Ramsey's show, Do Something America, where we're going to be talking largely about this mask issue, particularly in the Madison County, Rankin County, Jackson Public Schools. We're trying to get some parents together, get them organized. You need an organization structure. And you need to get these dirty, filthy, dangerous masks off of your children. All of them. All the time. And anybody who wants to wear a mask can wear a mask. Everybody's not forced into it. Colorado's got a law right now. They're saying that if teachers do not enforce the mask mandate, they can go to jail. That's the world we're living in. Be right back.
Attention citizen, you are listening to a subversive radio broadcast that is not approved by the AMA, CDC, FDA, or any of your health overlords. It has a radical and unapproved message about health freedom that is not acceptable to the pharmaceutical companies, the medical establishment, or the state. Your health is now in the hands of the state and these extremely profitable organizations. Any attempts to reclaim your own health will result in an unacceptable personal freedom. Please discontinue listening and consult the CDC, the FDA, and the AMA for all approved health information. Your health is none of your concern. We are in charge now. If you continue listening, you will be considered anti-science and anti-government, and this will negatively affect your citizen score. You have been warned.
And that is certainly true. We are not we are not here sponsored by the pharmaceutical companies, not signed off on by the AMA, the FDA, or the CDC, because this is an empowering show. This is about taking control of your own health, not waiting around for them to mandate you to do something for your health. We're proactive here on this show. This is Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. I start off every show by explaining to you, and I'm proud of this fact right now, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a biologist, I'm not a virologist, I'm not an immunologist, I'm not a surgeon, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a nothing. I have no certification to advise you on your own health. You need to make up your own mind. This show is about understanding who you're putting your health in the hands of should you decide just to shovel piles of chemicals into your mouth and then just show up at the hospital and tell them to fix it for you. I am also not on the take from anybody. I'm not sponsored by a pharmaceutical company like many of the mainstream news outlets are, and that's something everybody would be well served to understand. Last week, I just did a brutal takedown of the American medical system. We talked about the number year in and year out of people who die at the hands of this medical system. It's 350,000 a year. That's what's reported. 350,000 a year. It's about 1,000 people a day. Remember that when the health authorities come out and tell you that six more people died of COVID, you need to change your entire life. Understand that 1,000 people around the country die every day from properly prescribed, properly taken pharmaceuticals and medical mistakes. So maybe they can get down off their high horse a little bit. I almost felt bad about the show. I don't know if it came across as too harsh, because there are such good doctors out there, such good nurses out there, such good people that are out there helping people. They definitely are there. It's just the system stinks, and the doctors that serve that system. And I'm about to tell you a story about some of them. Because you have to understand that the doctors don't serve, many doctors do not serve their patients. They serve the system. They get paid extremely well to do it. Extremely well. We all know that the doctors do well, and many of them should do well. And again, a lot of doctors help a lot of people. But the ones that just sign off on this stuff and they're carrying water for the pharmaceutical companies, I'm going to go ahead and tell this story. This is Sarah Green. She was a healthy 16-year-old until she developed neurological problems after getting Pfizer's COVID vaccine. But doctors said her tremors, tics, and debilitating migraines couldn't possibly be caused by the vaccine. Sarah received her second dose of Pfizer on May 4th and immediately experienced a headache at the base of her neck that radiated to her temples. She said it felt like she got hit by a bus. She took a nap, hoping that she could just sleep it off. But the headaches never went away, and slowly, over the course of 3 weeks, she developed small facial twitches. Green said, this was her parent, said Sarah would start a word, and then it was as if her brain would reset. It's like she was trying to get a word out. It would just start over. Her symptoms worsened. Her parents took her to Johnson Health in Southfield, North Carolina. Upon arrival, the physicians noticed Sarah had constant tremors. Green said the doctor looked down and noticed Sarah's right foot also had a tremor, but they didn't have a pediatric neurologist, so she was transferred to Wake Med in Raleigh once she stabilized. During the MRI with contrast, when she was getting tested at this new place, Sarah's mother said she stopped breathing, had to be pulled out of the machine and intubated. 2 hours later, the doctor came in and said they were going to send Sarah home. They weren't going to refer her to a neurologist. They just said she had a nervous tic and needed to see a therapist. When Green asked the doctor if the vaccine could have caused her daughter's condition, he got very defensive and said, quote, "We can't blame everything on the vaccine." And the mother said, "How can you say you don't know what it is, but you say the vaccine isn't the cause?" She said, "As soon as we said it was the vaccine, it was like they couldn't get us out of there fast enough. This is a 16-year-old girl with now debilitating tremors and migraines and facial tics that are steadily getting worse. And this medical system trying to carry water and cover up for the fact that every vaccine has side effects. Every single vaccine that's out there has some level of adverse events. These doctors know that." And this, it gets worse throughout this story, and this is what I'm telling you. I mean, the medical system, as I say, you do a lot of good out there, But it's things like this that just destroy your credibility and show that you're not on the side of the people. You're serving Big Pharma masters. The doctor said Sarah had functional movement disorder, and it was not related to the vaccine. Although she said she had seen more cases since the COVID vaccines were approved because people, listen to this, quote, stress themselves out over the vaccine and it's psychosomatic. Condition continued to get worse. The woman said, the mother said, Sarah is 16. She was nervous about getting a needle in her arm, but once she got the vaccine, she slapped a Band-Aid on it and went off to Starbucks. But the doctors are saying that she was just so stressed out that she snapped her entire neurological system from a shot. I would imagine this daughter is fully vaccinated in other ways, probably has had a lot of shots. My kids didn't like shots. They didn't freak out and start to lose all motor control for weeks after from their stress. We've all taken children to get a shot and they see that needle and start crying hysterically. I'm sure I did when I was a kid. Of course, the needles were about the size of our little finger back in my day. Kids, you have no idea how good you've got it that these needles are so small and thin now. They didn't used to be that way. The mother goes on to say, when I tried to explain to her neurologist, she said that I needed to stop focusing on what caused it and focus on getting my daughter well. But I felt like if we didn't know why, we wouldn't be able to treat it the right way. You hear that? This is a doctor saying, quit talking about the vaccine. We don't need to worry about what caused this. We just need to get her better. This is the American medical system. Never look for the root cause of anything. Address the symptoms. We got a pill for this, a pill for that. A buddy of mine sent me a video of a guy who was a radiology tech, I believe, and his hospital had mandated the vaccine. He goes on to show, I think he did through 9-10 days in the hospital after the shot, and he's now on 5 different medications. So he's telling all the people out there that loved to force him into getting this jab. He wants to just show off his thousands of dollars of medication that he's on right now, as he puts out a video to warn others about this. I wanted to get down into what else this poor girl has. She can't drive anymore. She can't write anymore. She's had to drop college classes because of this thing. Sarah's symptoms have progressively worsened over time, but the only treatment option recommended to her was a medication similar to Benadryl. Her mother said, it's so frustrating. We tried to get her into a hospital in Florida, but there's a 6-month waiting list. We called Cleveland, but they have a 3-month waiting list. We've called the Shriners Hospital, and they won't even see her. We had an appointment at Duke, but it was going to be a video conference. We just keep getting doors slammed in our faces, and the minute you mention a vaccine, they don't want to deal with you anymore. She has to go on in the story and say, we're not anti-vaxxers. She said Sarah has had all of her vaccines, but there are too many people having problems for them not to know there's no problem with these mRNAs. If they would just acknowledge the potential side effects, but they're acting like it's not even happening, it's not fair to her and for her entire life to be put on hold. They continue to go through this with some other stories too. This is who you're putting your life in the hands of, and this is why I tell you the medical system's never about getting to the root cause. They don't even want to look at that. They make so much money off of the treatments. They're happy to see you show up sick because that's where the money is. And they're refusing to acknowledge these vaccine injuries. This is a crime against humanity. Again, I ask, where are the lawyers? You know, I was looking at that radiology tech. He's got thousands of dollars of medication. Can't work. Can't work at the job that he had to get the jab for in the first place. And now he's got thousands of dollars of medical bills every single month on this thing, and nobody stands there ready to back him up. They're not paying anything out of the vaccine injury compensation program. Doctors refuse to admit that it even came from that. The administrators that force these people, employers that force these people into getting these shots, don't seem to have any liability. Pharmaceutical companies don't have any liability. Hospitals don't have any liability. The politicians telling you to go out there and get this jab and creating the mandates don't have any liability. No liability. You're out there. You're on your own. Health and financial ruination for these people. It's still a small sliver of the number of people who have gotten the vaccines. We don't need to overplay that. It's serious enough. They've stopped vaccine programs when there were 50 adverse reactions in the past. Now we've had over 1 million And they're full speed ahead, mandating it even more. And there's no liability for anybody surrounding this thing. But at least, the very least, doctors could lend an understanding ear to these people and help report these things, acknowledge that the vaccine could have played a part, and help people figure out what the problem is and who's most at risk of getting these side effects. But they're not. They're instead trying to ignore it. If you've got a doctor and this is their mentality, run. I'll be right back. Your hand to bite on, just a piece of lip to bite on. What a night to fly my kite on. Do you want to flash a light on? Take a look, it's on display for you. Coming down on not today. Did you meet your fortune teller? Get it off with no propeller. All right, I'm learning something about medical censorship here. The medical mafia went hardcore after Dr. Joseph Mercola. I credit Dr. Mercola with giving me a ton of information when I first started making my journey into natural health, because he had a wealth of information on just about everything. You know, you could look up migraines, or you could just do a Google search for Mercola joint pain, Mercola migraines, Mercola bronchitis. It doesn't matter. And he had articles about it, natural health articles about natural ways to treat these things. And when I started taking his advice, again, I hadn't had a sick day in about 16 years now. The medical mafia went after Dr. Mercola because he started challenging the COVID thing. I had a story here about curcumin, and they have done studies finding that it is very effective with COVID. This is another naturally occurring. It's just a supplement you can get. And I did what I always do, which is when I read through the story, I like the story, I want to bring it to the show, I highlight the link, I put it in my notes. When the show comes up, I pop into the link and I'll share the story with you. The medical mafia went after Dr. Mercola, so he has had to take down all of his stuff. Everything Dr. Mercola puts up now, I think, is only up for something like 40 hours. Maybe it's 48 hours. And then he takes all of his stuff down because they threatened him so much by being one of these. He was the number one on the list of agents of disinformation. This is the man who led me out of the health wilderness, completely changed my life for the better, and millions of other people. One of the best recognized natural health doctors, but the medical mafia has essentially run him off the internet. He still has a site, but I guess from now on, I need to cut and paste the stories when he puts them out. It's a shame. He had such a wealth of information that was out there to help people, and he has helped so many more people than Thomas Dobbs ever dreamed of helping. But the medical mafia is after him. I'll have to go do some research. I did pull up a paper just in searching to try to replicate what he was talking about. And I found a paper, but it's incredibly sciencey, and it's on one of the health sites. It's a full study on the great effects of curcumin for viral infections and all kinds of other things, too. So you might want to look into incorporating curcumin into your preventive regimen. I got a quote of the day today. For this, I ran across this just as a meme. It said, food is the most abused anxiety drug. Exercise is the most underutilized. And that's true. You know, we do a lot of judgments of people who are addicted to drugs and addicted to this and addicted to that. Dang near everybody I know, including myself from time to time, become addicted to foods. And we use them to treat our anxiety the way alcoholics use alcohol to soothe their trauma as well. So let's not be too judgy of people with different afflictions. I did run across this from Dr. Robert Malone. He's the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. It really turned out to be a wealth of information. He's all over the place doing interviews, and God love him because he's very factually based on what he created. And he doesn't say nobody should ever get an mRNA vaccine. He says vulnerable populations may want this. I believe he has been vaccinated with the vaccine, but he sees what a tragedy it is, particularly for our children, and the fact that there are other treatments out there that make the vaccine not as necessary as the health hysterics would have you believe. But he put out a tweet about something we've been talking about a lot. This is a new PubMed systematic review and meta-analysis of the effectiveness of vitamin D. And it says in it, let me just get down here, you know, this is again a PubMed article, so this is all sciencey, like they want you to trust the science. Thomas Dobbs hadn't gotten this. I guess he's not on PubMed today because he's never mentioned vitamin D in the last 16 months. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact You can get it for either free or $5 a month in a supplement. But the conclusions of this paper were low serum vitamin D levels are statistically significant associated with the risk of COVID-19 infection. Supplementation of vitamin D, especially in the deficiency risk groups, is indicated. Our black community, you got darker color skin, you're more at risk of being deficient in vitamin D. So get yourself a good quality vitamin D3 supplement. It will help your health. It'll help your mood. It'll help everything. Vitamin D, incredibly important here. But this was, this is a compilation of many studies, 13 studies with data from 14,485 participants. So again, vitamin D has been shown to be very effective. It's not just for COVID. This will be the flu every year and everything else. I'm going to take a quick break and come back. I have to regroup because I had some time planned for Dr. Mercola's article on curcumin and COVID because it is another empowering thing. I did want to mention one thing. Let me pull this up. See if I can find this. One of the problems with natural health stuff, admittedly, is it can be wildly confusing. Let me see if my search results are different here. I drink Bulletproof coffee in the mornings, which means that I put butter, sometimes coconut oil. I haven't been using coconut oil lately because I just haven't had it, but I'll put butter and coconut oil and some stevia and some cinnamon into my coffee in the morning. It's a lot of good, healthy fats. I use a butter that doesn't have the growth hormones and stuff like that in it. But it's very filling, and so I almost never have breakfast. I may have one breakfast a month, and I certainly maintain a healthy weight with it. But I was wondering if it breaks intermittent fasting. You know, a lot of people talk about this. I pretty much practice it. It's practical for me because I don't like to cook and I'm not hungry that often. So I drink this coffee in the morning, and I was curious the other day, does this actually break my fast, intermittent fasting? And I pulled up the results of that. Let me see if they're the same. You know, these results change when you do it. So the first thing says, don't worry. Bulletproof coffee will not break a fast. And then the next link will say, many people believe that since the Bulletproof coffee does not contain sugar, it will not break intermittent fasting. However, these results are actually a little different than what I looked for the other day. But it was one said yes, the next one said no. The next one said yes, it would break a fast. The next one said no. I went down the list, and of the top 10, I think it was 6 versus 4. I can't even remember which way it went. Here's my point. It is very difficult. It is a little confusing when you start to get into natural health stuff. Ultimately, you have to kind of experiment with yourself. And most of the natural health strategies, the vast majority of them, whether it's supplementation, you know, I've looked at, is it better to take protein before you work out or after you work out? I'll ask these questions to the book of knowledge, the internet, and I will find contradictory things on there. Many of them backed up with science on either side. You ultimately have got to do some experimentation with yourself. And the good thing is that most of the natural health strategies, and again, consult a doctor. If you're on a ton of medications, there may be things that are contraindicated to the medications you're on. But for a normally healthy person trying to stay healthy or someone who's trying to lose weight, natural health strategies are not going to hurt you. Just some may be more effective than others. The side effect of natural health strategies is generally good. But just be warned, you will find conflicting data on these things. Now, if you go to a website that tells you something is bad and you notice in the margins a bunch of pharmaceutical company ads on there, find another source. Anybody who relies on big pharma advertising is not going to shoot you straight on how to stay healthy. I hate to live in a world that is that way, but it's just true. But just be prepared as you start this journey. If you're new to it and you're looking for things and you see contradictory stuff, don't throw your hands up. Just do your best thinking around something. Give it a try. Give it a little bit of time. See if it works. If it doesn't, try it the other way. Sometimes I'll do protein before a workout. I'll see how that makes me feel. I'll try it after a workout, see how that makes me feel. And after a while, I'll come to a conclusion and I'll put it into my diet that way. Bottom line is, to reclaim your health takes a little bit of work, a little bit of persistence, a little bit of experimentation, but it is really worth it. It is very much worth it. So don't get overwhelmed. If I can help in any way, shoot you articles. If you have a question about something, you can always email me, MikeMadison@WYAB.com. I am not a doctor, but I'm very good at sharing resources of articles that I think might help you come to a good conclusion. I'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and this is Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. Tune in every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock. Start reclaiming your health. You do not want to leave it in the hands of the medical establishment in this country. I'm telling you, I've been to the other side. It's wonderful. I've known many women, particularly, who get migraine headaches. I've talked about it before. I used to have chronic headaches. But they were more dull aches. I mean, I got some really bad ones. They were never classified as a migraine. I never sought, you know, medical treatment for it. Well, that's not entirely true. But I don't know if I ever had headaches. But I would have 15 to 20 headaches a month. Like, my natural state was a headache. If I woke up in the morning and I felt clear-headed, it was almost noticeable. I thought, oh, wow, today's a good day. And then the headache might come later on in the day. When I did inadvertently... I started eating organic, and then I decided I was going to try, as I started seeing benefits from that after a couple of months, I said, you know what I'm going to try? I'm going to try 30 days with no sugar, just to see what happens. And I was able to do it. I love these challenges. This is like a hobby to me. At the end of that month, without even noticing, I looked back at the last month, and I went, you know what's weird? I have not had a single headache this whole month. And so it seemed like my overconsumption, particularly of sugary sodas, was probably what was leading to my headaches in the first place. Now and for the past 16 years, now I've had about 3 headaches a year. Maybe 5. It's very odd, and it's usually because I've been dehydrated or I can kind of see why I actually got a headache. But I used to live with these on a daily basis. It was miserable. But I've known a lot of women who have had migraines. So I ran across a story. If you suffer from migraines or someone that you love suffers from migraines, I ran across a good story for you on a natural supplement that may help. This is an ad for Imitrex. I believe this is one of the top-selling drugs for migraine headaches. And I didn't plan on doing this. I searched for it during the break. So we'll listen to the commercial together. And I just imagine every time I see a pharmaceutical ad, it's 1 minute long. We know what that 1 minute consists of, right? 20, 25 seconds maybe of talking about the disease and how terrible it is and wouldn't it be great to get rid of it. And then the last 30 seconds of anyone, anyone? Warnings and side effects. Let's see what Imitrex has in store for us.
It's back again and you're not getting the relief you need again. Is it a headache? Or could that monster really be a migraine? It's not easy to tell. How many have you had? How long do they last? Do you have at least 2 of these symptoms? And at least 1 of these? Only a doctor can rule out other problems. If your doctor tells you your headaches are really migraines, ask about Imitrex, a prescription medicine specifically made to relieve migraine pain and symptoms without drowsiness. Imitrex is not right for everyone or every migraine. If you have certain types of heart or blood vessel disease or uncontrolled blood pressure, you shouldn't take Imitrex. Very rarely certain people, even some without heart disease, have had serious heart-related problems. So talk to your doctor, especially if you have risk factors for heart disease, such as smoking, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, or if you're pregnant, nursing, or taking medication. Tame the monster. Get the right diagnosis and get relief that's made for migraines. Imitrex.
Well, I gotta tell you, you might die of a heart attack, but other than that, there was no bleeding from the eyes. It was relatively tame on the side effects side, but there are side effects to these medications. And I had run across this Dr. Michael Greger. He is an MD. There are good doctors out there, and he came across a study, and he talks about it here, about how ginger, the root, the natural root, has had the same effect for people without the side effects on migraines, and he talks about the study here.
Many successful herbal treatments start like this. Some doctor learns that some plant has been used by some ancient medical tradition like ginger for headaches and figures, hey, they've got patients with headaches, and since it's just some safe, common spice, advises one of their migraine patients to give it a try. At the first sign of a migraine coming on, the patient mixed a quarter teaspoon of powdered ginger in some water, drank it down, and poof! Within a half hour, the migraine went away. And it worked every time, no side effects. This is what's called a case report, which is really just a glorified anecdote, but case reports have played an important role in the history of medicine. AIDS was first discovered as a series of case reports. Some young guy walks into a clinic in Los Angeles with a bad case of thrush, and the rest is history. Or reports of an unusual side effect of a failed chest pain drug leading to the billion-dollar blockbuster Viagra. Case reports may be the lowest or weakest form of evidence, but they're often the first line of evidence. That's where everything begins. So a report like this isn't helpful in and of itself, but it can inspire researchers to put it to the test. The problem is, who's going to fund it? The market for migraine drugs is worth billions of dollars. A quarter teaspoon of powdered ginger costs about a penny. So who'd fund a study pitting ginger versus the leading migraine drug? No one. Until now. A double-blinded, randomized, controlled clinical trial comparing the efficacy of ginger to sumatriptan, also known as Imitrex, one of the top-selling billion-dollar drugs in the world, in the treatment of migraine headaches. They tried using just 1/8 of a teaspoon of powdered ginger versus a good dose of the drug, and they both worked just as well, just as fast. Most started out in moderate or severe pain before, but after the drug or ginger, ended up mild or pain-free. The same proportion of migraine sufferers reported satisfaction with the results either way, and so as far as I'm concerned, ginger won. Not only because it's a few billion dollars cheaper, but because there were significantly fewer side effects in the ginger group. On the drug, people reported dizziness, a sedative effect, vertigo, and heartburn. The only thing reported for ginger was an upset tummy in about 1 in 25 people, though taking a whole tablespoon of ginger powder at one time on an empty stomach could irritate anyone's tummy, just as a note of caution. But sticking to 1/8 of a teaspoon is not only up to 3,000 times cheaper than the drug, but you're probably less likely to end up as a case report yourself of people that have had a heart attack or died after taking the drug.
And there you go. So isn't that interesting? I would think that anybody who suffers from migraines, because I hear they are absolutely terrible. My heart goes out to anybody who has bad head pain. It is very difficult to operate in life with a really bad headache. And I know a lot of people who get these migraines, they take time off of work and they stay home. Why is it that you think that Imitrex has been sold billions and billions of times, and when somebody comes in to the doctor with a headache, they're immediately referred to Imitrex and not to the 1 cent natural, no side effect substance of powdered ginger? Could it have anything to do with the pharmaceutical reps that are actually the educators of the medical class, most of them? Again, the guy makes a good point that these natural things are not studied because there's not a huge ginger lobby out there that's spending millions and millions of dollars to get FDA approval for ginger for migraines. But people have known this for thousands of years, before Pfizer Labs, before Merck Labs, before the Rockefellers took over medicine in the early 1900s and rolled out the pharmacological model. For thousands of years, there might have been people in caves, for all we know, that were taking ginger when their head ached. And we turned that on its head, left that behind, pretended that modern medicine would be so much better, and now they're doing studies, and they show that instead of taking Imidrex, it costs billions of dollars for all the people doing it, for a penny and some powdered ginger, the results were, and actually in that study, 88% of the people on ginger reported the pain had gone to mild or had disappeared completely versus only 86% with the Imitrex. And this can be replicated across natural health stuff. There's all kinds of whatever affliction you have. There's all kinds of, you know, one against another. Occasionally they get these studies done where they'll show a natural substance versus a chemical substance, and the natural substance wins. But again, the natural substances don't have the billions of dollars to buy the FDA, to buy the CDC. We've just seen it right now where they have forced people on remdesivir, which causes kidney problems, I believe it's kidney failure, maybe kidneys and liver both are attacked by this remdesivir, has been the standard of care for somewhere around $15,000 to $30,000 for the treatment rather than the 30-cent ivermectin pills. I mean, eventually people are going to start connecting the dots, but hopefully that's a help if you or somebody that you know or love suffers from migraines. Share that idea with them. If you need the link to this story from this doctor, it's on the Food Revolution Network. You can email me, MikeMadison@WYEB.com. I'll send you a link to this thing. Share it with a migraine sufferer. Let them check it out. They'll save money, and they'll reduce their chances of side effects and get rid of the migraines. Win, win, win. Be right back.
From all over the world, this is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees, so will you catch me now? I'm falling.
All right, final segment for the day. Thank you, John, for emailing me. He said Dr. Mercola's stuff, and he is at Mercola.com. That's M-E-R-C-O-L-A.com. He keeps his stuff up for 40 hours, but you can download a PDF of it, which is what I guess I need to start doing so I can retain his information for the show, because the medical mafia has come after him and scared him off of his website. What I suggest is going to Dr. Mercola. If you're interested in reclaiming your health, go to Dr. Mercola's, go to Mercola.com and sign up for his newsletter. He sends out stuff every day that's got three or four articles on there. And if you just see one that addresses something that you're suffering from or something that your loved one's suffering from you want to look at, just pull that down and download the PDF and keep his information there. I've got about 120 to 150 pages of nothing but links that I've used during this show. And it is a real shame because a lot of those are articles linked to Dr. Mercola. And I guess all of those links are now dead. You know, we look at things like the pyramids in ancient Egypt, and they really do not know how the pyramids got built. There's structures like this all over the world where they say, well, what was the technology used for this? It's called lost knowledge. I guess we're kind of seeing how that happens. I don't know if it was some pharaoh or whatever said, destroy all the records of how the thing was built. We don't want anybody else having a pyramid. You can rest assured it's probably some leadership, some psychopathic leadership at some point that destroys knowledge. Dr. Mercola, much of his knowledge put into the memory hole now, but get his newsletter. He is smarter than me, more credentialed than me, more thorough than me, and he definitely talks science. So while the Biden administration will call him one of the top, I guess he's number one in the disinfo dozen, I am here to tell you Dr. Mercola will do more for your health than an Anthony Fauci has ever dreamed of doing for you. A lot of people taking these medications. We just talked about migraines and the fact that a dose of ginger mixed in water for one penny is just as good as the drug. But a lot of people take drugs and they don't see the disastrous side effects. The problem is that if you were on a lot of medications for a long period of time, it is doing things inside your body that you may not be aware of, particularly when it comes to depleting minerals. And I ran across this. This is Dr. Kaysen DeMaria, and she's going to talk about, you know, what she sees in her practice and what people do not consider is that as you get on medications and your health continues to deteriorate, you start on one, you end up on five, and then 10, and by the time you retire, you're on 17 different medications. It's because a lot of these medications rob your body. They fight for resources in your body and deplete you minerally. And so that's something to consider too.
So on medications like that, and they're not given to be take these for a week or 2 weeks.
What they're talking about originally here is putting our young children on things like these ADHD medications. This is what I believe has been a crime against humanity by the medical establishment, the psychiatric establishment that has been overdosing and drugging our children for every single issue that comes across the spectrum with them. Kid can't sit still in a class for 8 hours a day. It's because it's not natural for a young child full of energy and curiosity to sit strapped to a chair for 8 hours a day. That used to be understood when I was growing up, back in the 70s and 80s. In the 90s, it started to become a medical condition called ADHD, and we just start medicating our children and turning them into chemical zombies. There's a consequence for that.
It's interesting you mentioned kids on medications like that, and they're not given to be take these for a week or 2 weeks or anything like that. So they take them for many, many years, And do we know the ramifications of a couple decades down the line when these kids have been on these medications since they were in early medical or elementary school?
No.
When, you know, they're 30, 35, 40 years old? I mean, what all those meds do down the line? Do we even know that yet? Isn't that...
And you know, this is the thing. We're all looking at this vaccination program thinking, wow, this is the largest experiment on humankind in the history of the world. And I believe that that's true. This is a specific but we've been experimenting on our children with all of these medications. They had no idea what happens to them in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Who knows what altering the brain chemistry at 5 does to your brain chemistry when you're 70. It's like taking a ship, and if you're just 1 degree off when you're trying to cross the Atlantic, you do not end up where you planned on being. Just 1 little degree off as you head out, you look like you're headed straight, but you're 1 degree off, and by the time you get to your destination, you are way off course. GMOs are the other thing. They roll these things out into our food supply with no idea of the long-term consequences of it, so they continue to experiment on us.
One of the scary things.
Right, and not only with kids, so... kids that have been labeled and all these different diagnoses that have been made when people come into our office, you know, a lot of people, they take that on their entire life. So if they were told when they were 5 years old in kindergarten that they have ADHD and they recall the teacher yelling at them because they can't concentrate, and now they're taking this medication, not only when they're 5, this is their entire life. So they grow up to be adults that have mental and physical and emotional challenges because of what happened in kindergarten. So the ramification of this, it depletes minerals out of your body, it depletes oils out of your body, and can contribute to high blood pressure, suicide, high cholesterol, sleeping challenges. If you look at, you know...
Well, don't worry, the big pharma's got drugs for all those things.
Schizophrenia and all these different neurological challenges... Every single cell in our body needs minerals. And if you continually deplete that every time you're taking a medication, we can't even see the effects that are going to occur in the 5-year-olds today that we will, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago. We're going to have different challenges going on, which I'm sure there will be a different medication for that. But also birth control is a big thing. Mm. With women taking birth control, when we sit down and we go over different a history with someone of what they might be taking, it's really amazing to see that women don't even think of birth control as a medication because it's a part of their life. So many times when I'm sitting down with a woman and I'm writing down their history, are you taking any kind of medications? They say, oh yeah, Dr. Kasen, I'm taking birth control, but I didn't really write it down there because I didn't think that was a big deal. Then we start asking, what kind? How long have you been taking it for? And now there's birth control that stops your menstrual cycle. And your menstrual cycle is getting rid of estrogen and helping with elimination and detoxification. That causes huge challenges internally, hormonally, and also can lead to anxiety and depression. And it depletes zinc, magnesium, B vitamins. And when a woman starts taking a birth control when she's 13 or 14 because her cycle isn't regular, it's not irregular from lack of birth control. It's irregular because there's other things going on in your body. And even with women that come in and they've already had their uterus taken out, their ovaries, pieces and parts, they don't realize that you still need to work on supporting your body internally because you still have those nerves to take care of. So it's truly an educational process and a learning process for us as the doctors as well as for the members. It's a true team effort, because we're learning things all the time, and we want to help to incorporate that to help people get better faster.
And so there you go. Just the side effects listed on medications is not the only side effect. Could be depleting minerals as well. All the time I got today. Gotta go. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.